أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, in which we've been investigating chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, the chapter of the great event, of the tumultuous event. This is part two of our discussion on the Noble Quran, as we reviewed verses number 77 through to 80. And you'll recall from our previous discussion in which we reviewed the Arabic verses and the English translation that God referred to this Quran, this book, as something which is honorable, as a noble book, a book full of bounties and blessings. And God mentioned the fact that this is a book which is also well preserved in its purity, and that other than some certain individuals, no one else has the right or the ability to touch it, to follow it, to truly interpret and understand and explain this book. And then God told us that this was a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. Let us continue today in our review of this portion and to see what else God has in store and what else is the meaning of this book and how we can truly benefit from it. One of the things that we should keep in mind is that in this verse that we've been reviewing, that the meaning of touch, it has a specific connotation. And this is something that we see in the traditions that, for example, in one specific hadith, one specific saying, it is said that it is only those who are in close proximity to God that can touch the Quran. Obviously, the meaning of touch is not a physical touch, but rather it is one of a metaphysical, a spiritual touch, one who can approach and benefit and gleam light from the teachings of the Noble Book. Now, with that said, the Quran is indeed honored or kareem for the following points, for the following five reasons. Point number one is that its source is the protected tablet, Allahul Mahfuz, and it is in coming from a protected book, Kitabun Maknun. Point number two is that those intermediaries whom we have received this book from, meaning the angels, the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, are all spiritually purified individuals. Point number three is that the goal of this book is to train and nurture all of those in the universe. Point number four of why this Quran is indeed honored and noble is that the Quran itself refers to itself as a pure book, suhufan mutahhara, purified pages, and it is only those who are spiritually pure who can come into contact with this book. And the fifth and the final point, which we should reflect and think about, is that this Quran is not as how the adversaries claim it to be. Neither is it merely the thoughts of the imagination of the Prophet, as the Quran says, quoting the disbelievers, tumla alay, and they are read out to him. And this is seen in chapter Furqan, chapter 25, verse 5. Nor is it mythical legends, in hadha illa asatirul awwaleen. This is nothing but mere tales of the ancients, as is mentioned in chapter 8, Surah Al-Anfal, verse 31. In addition, this book is neither something which the Prophet learnt from others, as people used to say, as God quotes in chapter number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse 103, where God says, يُعَلِّمُهُ Bashar, a human being is teaching him, Muhammad, these verses. And nor is it the work of like-minded people as the Prophet, as we see in chapter 25, Surah Al-Furqan, verse 4, in which God says, "A'anahu alayhi qawmun akharun," and other people have helped him with it. Rather, this is a book which has come from the Lord of the universe for the advancement of humanity, as we see in chapter Surah Al-Haqqa, 69, verse number 43, in which God says, Tanzilun min Rabbil Alameen, that this is a revelation sent down from the Lord of the worlds. The Quran is the key to esteem and honor for both the individual and for the society. Looking at the book, reciting the book, thinking about the contents of the book, memorizing the verses of the book, using it as evidence and taking lessons from its contents is the spring of spiritual growth and honor for the individual. Because, إِنَّهُ لَقُرَانٌ كَرِيمٌ, this is most surely a noble Quran. In issues related to the individual, the family, society, economy, politics, worship, military, ethics, theology, human nurturing, and cultural issues, the Quran grants the human being divine light, nur, and clarity because إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is most surely a noble Quran. There are no weak, ugly, imbalanced, and illogical statements in the Quran because إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ, that this is most surely a holy Quran. Let us conclude with some takeaway messages and points to think about in this portion of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Point number one is that the Quran, with all of its majesty, has offered its teachings to the world, and anyone can make use of its guidance. Not only the Muslims, but even those who do not accept Islam, if they approach this book with an open heart, they will receive guidance from the words of God. Point number two to think about is that the high truths of the Quran cannot be understood by those infected with polytheism, disbelief, hypocrisy, and obstinacy. There are some qualifications required to access the book and to benefit from the teachings, and one must be far away from the traits which are disliked by God. And last but not least, point number three is that the Quran is a manifestation of God's lordship and is a comprehensive plan for the growth and the development of the human being. If we want a book of life, a book to guide us, a book for our own growth and spiritual development, we have to look no further than the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.